interdisciplinary teams and communication and surveillance. The first step of a successful and effective surveillance program is for the IP to assemble an interdisciplinary team. The team members should be drawn from throughout the facility's departments: administration, patient care services, medical staff, nursing, pharmacy, laboratory services, quality assurance and performance improvement, QAPI, and information system management services. The broad range of expertise offered by interdisciplinary teams ensures that the IP and their team can respond quickly to institute IPC measures when necessary. By building a team that transcends departmental boundaries, the IP can draw from a deeper well of experience and expertise than would otherwise be possible, thereby improving the chances that the risk assessment and surveillance program will address the correct events and issues. Surveillance programs in healthcare organizations should be integrated to include infection prevention and control, performance improvement, patient safety, emergency preparedness, and public health activities. Effective surveillance requires IPs to be skilled communicators and collaborators able to work with internal and external stakeholders. Surveillance and risk assessment are inextricably linked, as each informs the other. The surveillance team looks to the risk assessment to identify infections, processes, and events that pose the greatest risk to patients, staff, and visitors. The team then designs its surveillance program accordingly. Risk assessments are addressed elsewhere. IPs should share surveillance findings with frontline staff, facility leadership, and all other stakeholders involved in infection prevention, risk assessment, and QAPI. This ensures that there is a broad surveillance net, with informed individuals throughout the facility aware of any risks that might arise. Indeed, frontline staff are often among the first to identify clusters and outbreaks or unusual infections and diagnoses. Ensuring that information about surveillance goals and objectives is shared with others, therefore, enhances the IP's surveillance efforts. Key point: IPC surveillance is a collaborative exercise. An IP does not, and should not, work alone. It is essential that they assemble an interdisciplinary team with a broad range of relevant skills and expertise. Given the potential scope of a surveillance program, surveillance activities can require dedicated resources, depending on the method chosen to conduct it. The IP should make sure that members of the interdisciplinary team who will be participating in surveillance activities have the time and resources needed to conduct their regular work activities in addition to their surveillance responsibilities and any necessary control measures that may arise. By effectively collaborating with members of the interdisciplinary team, the IP can draw on a wide range of expertise and skill sets to meet each of these steps in a timely manner. Internal communications. Surveillance data, once collected, analyzed, and compiled into significant findings, should be shared with relevant internal stakeholders, specifically at IPC committee meetings, quality assessment and assurance, QAA, or quality assurance and performance improvement, QAPI, meetings, and with other relevant frontline personnel who have the greatest potential for improving infection prevention practices. However, to ensure that the data that is shared meets the needs of the stakeholders, communication must start during the planning phases before surveillance data is collected. Examples of these stakeholders include facility administration. For resource allocation and in order to ensure that risk management, patient safety, and public affairs staff members may be notified and at the ready. Laboratory services. For resource allocation and in order to ensure that staff can be prepared to perform additional tests and save relevant isolates. Pharmacy. To coordinate regarding antimicrobial stewardship and in order to ensure that staff can be prepared to provide medications, as well as ensure that medication supplies are sufficient. Clinician/healthcare partners. To encourage cooperation both during and after the investigation. Risk management. To prepare for any potential lawsuits that may arise from an HAI, to share knowledge and advice, and to keep essential records secure. Compliance. In many jurisdictions, governmental regulations on surveillance programs are enforced via mechanisms that can affect the facility's financial and brand health, such as through reimbursement reductions or public hearings on alleged violations. Public relations/press office. To share any relevant investigation information or processes and so that the public relations team is kept informed to handle media inquiries. Food/dining services. To keep relevant staff informed in the event that the outbreak or HAI event is related to a gastrointestinal infection and to share recent inspection findings. If any special precautions or changes are needed with regard to food services, dining situation, food preparation or storage, etc., these should be communicated as soon as possible. Maintenance. To keep maintenance staff informed about any control measures that will affect their ability to maintain the facility. Example, additional barrier requirements. Key point. Simply gathering information that the IP alone identifies as important and sharing it broadly is not beneficial and may actually be harmful by obscuring actionable data in the noise of overly general information from the perspective of the receiver. Thus, it is important to gather specific needs from each identified stakeholder and tailor both the identified surveillance goals and the communications plan for surveillance results to each stakeholder or group of stakeholders. It is also important to remember that communicating with these stakeholders regarding their needs is not a one-time activity. The needs of stakeholders may change over time, and continued discussions with them is important to ensuring the ongoing effectiveness of the surveillance program. The IP should also be prepared to share their findings and reports with other stakeholders in the facility as the need arises. For example, if new materials are required, additional PPE, new cleaning agents, etc., then the IP should consult with the healthcare facility's purchasing authority to manage and approve these acquisitions. If the facility has volunteers, they should be informed of new control measures that may have an impact on their interactions with patients. External communication. Communication with external and public stakeholders is often a collaborative process. There are certain external agencies that issue rules and regulations that must be followed. The IP might also need to submit reports about notable events and infections to these or other organizations. The collaborative relationships between healthcare facilities and local, regional, and national organizations are especially valuable, because the IP can request assistance from these public bodies if their healthcare facility is unable to combat an outbreak by itself or if a medical event expands beyond the confines of a single facility, as during a pandemic. Depending on the nature of the outbreak or HAI event, the regional health department might decide that the situation requires national involvement, at which point they would then contact the relevant agencies, who would begin to collaborate with the IP to help control and end the outbreak. Local and regional health departments, as well as other national agencies and organizations, are able to provide healthcare facilities with various kinds of support during outbreaks and other surveillance activities. Prevalence cultures, for example. They may also provide free testing for certain pathogens and infections. For example, EMDR O-point prevalence testing, lab testing for SARS-CoV-2 or other respiratory pathogens, testing for Legionella and other waterborne pathogens, norovirus, etc. Health departments may also be able to provide additional resources, such as supplemental education and surveillance materials, checklists, forms, etc. The IP will have to manage any local, regional, and national reporting requirements, along with those arising from accreditation bodies, related to healthcare facilities and infectious disease events. Though reporting requirements are commonly understood as requirements to report given information, IPs must be aware of regulations regarding things like patient privacy. That is, HIPAA in the US or the GDPR in the European Union, which require that sensitive patient information is not released publicly. These can vary widely depending on the region in which the facility is located. IPs should, therefore, have a keen understanding of the relationship between public health bodies and healthcare facilities. This is especially true when an outbreak is underway. Reporting. IPs must be familiar with the reporting requirements their facility is subject to. These typically include requirements of local/county health departments, regional health departments, a national health surveillance reporting system, example, state health department, governmental agencies. Most regional governments have dedicated websites related to their reporting requirements. Some prioritize the infections and events that are most common in their regions, while others provide more broad information, resources, and reporting guidelines. Mandatory and public reporting requirements are an important component of any surveillance program or outbreak investigation. Depending on the location of the healthcare facility, the local and regional reporting requirements are likely to vary. All facilities must comply with national requirements at a minimum, but generally must follow whichever level is most restrictive in situations where there are differences in requirements. And reporting requirements may present technical or resource-related challenges, as additional data collection or paperwork may be required. Over the past couple of decades, many jurisdictions have passed legislation requiring healthcare facilities to report data on HAIs, epidemiologically significant organisms, carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CRE for example, and related quality measures, immunization rates for healthcare personnel, hand hygiene compliance, etc. Facilities may also have to report data on employee exposures, such as needle stick rates, though the IP is not always responsible for this kind of reporting. IPs should familiarize themselves with a region's specific reporting requirements, information about which may be obtained from the quality measurement agencies and health departments in their region. Key point: sharing appropriate surveillance information with internal and external stakeholders ensures that others can prepare and allocate resources. It can also help expand surveillance activities to acquire additional, relevant, and meaningful data. Mandatory reporting requirements ensure that healthcare facilities are in compliance with local and national standards.